I have to say, in my 10 years in the council, this is probably the most ambitious plan that Donegal County Council has set out for the town of O'Crana. It'll be an absolute game changer in every way, and it's going to plans to harness the full potential of O'Crana, which O'Crana is a spectacularly beautiful town located in an incredible area, but I really don't think it has reached the tip of the iceberg of its potential. So the council has submitted an application for 1.3 million euro for design and architects consultant to completely reimagine the entire shorefront all the way up to Main Street through Church Street. It would incorporate taking over the Garda barracks to put in bespoke accommodation, which would create 100 jobs in that section alone. The Amazing Grace Park, and you'll be familiar with, is a lovely park. There's plans to put a pedestrian footbridge across the Mill River, taking it over to the pier. The entire pier would then be enhanced. It'll be lit up, there'll be benches, it'll be a real focal point for people arriving in the town from the ferry from Rathmullen. Then the walkway, which was along the shorefront the whole way to Swans Park, will be widened. You'll be able to cycle on it. It'll, again, will be lit up. The Amazing Grace viewing point, again, will be another signature location. It'll be greatly enhanced, lit up. The access to Swan Park will be improved, and then Church Street, which will be the main street to try and draw visitors who might come to O'Crana just for the beach, will be drawn to the main street where they can support local businesses and leave some money in the economy after. And again, that would allow for enhancements in that area.
It sounds like enhancing and improving what's already there, but connecting it, sort of, connecting it better.
Yeah, and ultimately we'll leave the jobs in the Garda barracks too, but the entire tourism offering of O'Crana will be hugely enhanced. The one thing everybody in O'Crana would always say, that there's no reason that O'Crana can't compete with Westport or Killarney, those types of towns. It's nicer, it's restaurants every bit as good, bars every bit as good, but why do people not come here as much? So we'll be looking to make O'Crana not just a day trip destination where you might come in from Derry for a while, but somewhere where you can take your family for a week and enjoy your stay.
Yeah, in other words, it's like when you hear, let's just say, a national radio station or newspaper article name out three or four beautiful seaside areas to visit. Why is O'Crana not in there? There's no reason. It's about awareness and having the right product, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm obviously biased. I'm so, I'm
that's all right. Don't worry about that.
But I do think there's no reason. Like, I've been to Westport, I've been to Killarney, and they're great towns, but O'Crana's, again, the punch well with them. Like, there's no reason. We've fantastic hotel accommodation, everything that those towns have. Yeah. Another aspect of this, too, would be a festival location, like a stage down in the shorefront, too. So you'd be looking at the potential for the likes of sea sessions in O'Crana and other huge kind of concert events.
Do people want that, Jack? Because I don't know what the situation is in O'Crana, but they can be quite divisive, depending on what sort of market you're going for in terms of attracting visitors. Do you think there'd be a consensus about sort of setting it up as a festival town as well, albeit maybe an annual one, or have you?
Yeah, I think so. For a long time, O'Crana Music Festival was a huge event, and it was a great source of local pride for the people and great source of enjoyment for everybody in the local town. And the festival has grown in the last number of years. It hasn't reached the size that it would have been maybe 10 years ago, but no, I think that's something that everybody would welcome, particularly the business owners and bar owners in the town.
This is incredibly ambitious, and why not? We've seen some really quite significant funding announcements for towns and villages in Donegal in recent years. But in terms of what's sought here, this is 1.3 million. This is just for the design and consultation, which is hugely important. I mean, what do you... And it can be a multi-stage sort of a situation. It all doesn't have to be done in one go. But what kind of money do you think we would be looking at to sort of to put into place this type of stuff that we've been talking about?
Just so your listeners understand, it's a Category 2 application, so we'll just get the design in place. We'll find out in October if we're successful there. That would then, once the designs are complete and a bit of consultation with the community too, that would lead us to a point where we go for a Category 1 application, and at that point we'll be looking at around 18.5 million. So it'll be a 20 million project all in. Like, it's absolutely huge. Like, as I was saying, it's a real statement of intent from Donegal County Council.
It is achievable. I mean, it's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but on the wider scale of things, I mean, Letterkenny recently enjoyed a 20 million euro allocation. You know, why can Buncrana not?
There's no reason whatsoever, and I have to give full tribute and credit to the council's regeneration team, the planners, and their Shane McCauley and Paul Kenny. The work, and speaking to them throughout this process, the work that they've done is absolutely incredible. This was Saturdays, Sundays, it was late into the evenings, and because we're cut to a very, very tight deadline to get this in, and it's been absolutely mind-blowing how much work that they deserve massive, massive credit. Like, neither of them are from the Inishowen area, but they drove it with such kind of pride that you would think that they are. It's absolutely incredible, and the work that they've done is incredible, and I'm hoping that they've advised me to caution that the money isn't secure yet. We need to calm down yet. It's only an application, but I have every confidence in them that application is so good that I'm hopeful that it will get taken over line, and we will get
this game changed. There's a track record there, which is very welcome. A caller says, if I come to Buncrana on holidays and it was raining, what would you recommend I do?
Well, it depends if you have children with you, or if you an adult. Like, the children, like, so Wayne's World and that. A lot of the places, even if it is raining, there's plenty to do. Fort Donry Military Museum, like, you've loads to do. A lot of it is outdoors, obviously.
You could ask that question of any small town or large town for that matter. You know, even Donegal Town, which I would be biased towards as well, beautiful place. But, you know, if you don't like bars and restaurants and it's raining, you know, you can come up short with sort of stuff, activities you might do. That's where you need good outdoor clothing and what have you, and enjoy it. But, I mean, it's sort of, it's kind of not an issue, because I think, you know, people know the score. It's just a reality of life and our climate.
Yeah, well, Fort Donry's an indoor museum, you can even do that. But again, it's secured over 12 million euro investment too, so it's going to be another greatly enhanced facility and tourist attraction again that'll just improve the tourism offer in Buncrana. Like, there's a lot that we'd be critical of times, but I think there's a lot to be positive at this moment in time. We're still working on the leisure centre in Buncrana too. Hopefully the design consultants are in place there now too, so hopefully that'll be starting at the end of this year, beginning of next year. So we could be looking at a completely revamped, reimagined shorefront with a state-of-the-art leisure centre just right beside it. And even the play park will be greatly enhanced. Everything around it, the pilot block, will be completely a new build there. Like, it's basically everything that I will put down on a list of things I want to see in Buncrana